First of all, I was very pleased to have been asked by Piers Doherty and Pádraig McLoughlin to meet with GPs and consultants who I have known for the last number of weeks have been very courageously speaking up about real challenges in the hospital. And I've had similar experiences in the past in Waterford many years ago when we had very similar issues about a lack of capacity, huge pressures on services, patient safety issues, and also consultants raising the possibility of a service collapse in some areas. Obviously, all of that is really difficult and challenging for people who work in the hospital, but for GPs and consultants to step forward and to speak out so clearly shows that we have a very serious problem in Letterkenny Hospital. And it's really important that the Minister for Health engages, that the Minister for Health visits the hospital, meets with the management of the hospital, yes, but he also should meet with those clinicians who have very bravely stepped forward and have talked about the real challenges and problems that exist in the hospital. There are things that can be done now, but there is also a very clear need for a plan to be put in place to ensure that the additional capacity in terms of subspecialties, bed capacity, surgical capacity, but also ICU capacity are put into this hospital over a period of time and as quickly as possible. And we have to have sustainable medical and surgical services at the hospital in Letterkenny. It's obvious at the moment that's not the case, that there are clear challenges in relation to the recruitment and retention of surgeons, of clinicians, of consultants, and all of that is adding to the very real challenges which exist for patients, obviously, but also for those who work in the hospital.
And there's very real risks here.
Well, I think the biggest concern that the clinicians and the GPs who I met yesterday have is patient safety and the fact that if we can't recruit staff and retain staff, if the hospital hasn't got the capacity that it needs, then very real patient safety concerns exist. And I've heard many stories of risks which relate to patients being treated at the hospital. So obviously that is alarming for anybody who lives in the region. And I don't want to be alarmist myself. And what we need to do is to recognise that there is a very real challenge and problem. There are patient safety risks. I've raised this issue directly with the head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, at the Oireachtas Health Committee this week. He has told me that the Chief Operations Officer is deploying what is called the Performance Management Improvement Team to Letterkenny. He says they will land on the ground this week, and not only will they meet with hospital management, but also meet with local community services, GPs, frontline healthcare staff and so on. But the point needs to be made, this cannot be about trying to get better improvement from the capacity that's there. Yes, that's one part of the issue, but we also know that the hospital needs very serious additional capacity, including additional ICU beds, a new intensive care unit, which has been in the pipeline for some time, protected elective beds for cancer, for orthopaedics, for surgical services, recruitment of medical staff. All of these are well known. I visited the hospital 2 years ago to this day. I met with hospital management and many of these asks and many of these needs were talked about then. So the minister has to step up to the plate. He needs to come in with a full team, including those who can make decisions in relation to capital projects and recruitment of staff. He needs to engage with hospital management. He needs to listen to those who work on the front line. And more importantly, he needs to put in place an urgent plan that looks at, yes, how can we improve services right now? But also, how can we increase capacity in the hospital over the next number of years to ensure that we can deal with those very real risks that have been identified by the clinicians working in the hospital?
Deputy Cullinan, thank you very much.